KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees. We're looking for cloudy skies today, a high around 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield will no longer sell new individual health insurance policies in Iowa, and some Iowans who have Wellmark insurance will lose it in 2018. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
More than 1.5 million Iowans are covered by a Wellmark policy. The company's decision will affect more than 21,000 Iowans who bought individual plans from Wellmark in the past 3 years. Wellmark will not sell people in this group an insurance policy in 2018. Many, but not all of those individual policies were sold through the marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act. According to a company statement, Wellmark has lost $90 million insuring this group over the past 3 years, despite dramatic double-digit premium increases. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Wellmark's decision affects fewer than 2% of its policyholders. It does not impact Iowans who get their Wellmark policy through a group plan. In addition, Wellmark will continue selling individual Medicare or Medicare supplement policies to older customers. Insurers face a deadline in May to decide whether to sell individual policies. Due to rising costs and uncertainty about the effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, many other companies are waiting to make a final decision. Well, as you may have heard on Heartbeat Today earlier this morning, Cass County Public Health is celebrating National Public Health Week, which runs from April 3rd to the 9th. Public health impacts every aspect of our life, and the National Public Health Week shines a spotlight on how far we have come, as well as acknowledging how much more we need to do to make healthy living easier where people live, learn, work, and play. The national theme is Create the Healthiest Nation in One Generation, and as part of the goal, public health works to build safe, healthy communities, provide quality health care for all, encourage healthy behaviors and choices, create healthy environments, increase economic mobility, and give everyone access to safe, healthy food. Currently, the U.S. is globally ranked 34th in life expectancy, and public health teams across the country are making it their mission to improve that statistic. Beth Olson, director of Cass County Public Health, says, as residents in Cass County, if we each take one small step toward a healthier life every day, together we can make a difference in our national goal. In Cass County, public health has resources to help residents of all ages and stages of life, from car seats and immunizations to mammograms and emergency preparedness. The team at public health has a wide background of skills and large network of resources to help the people of the county lead their healthier lives. If you'd like to learn more about Cass County Public Health or ask questions about their program, you can call them at 712-243-7546. And Cass County Health System, or CCHS, is honoring the many volunteers who share their time and talents throughout the health system by hosting a volunteer appreciation open house on Wednesday, April 12th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. in the cafeteria. More than 250 individuals volunteer each year at CCHS. Volunteers work in a variety of roles, including the Auxiliary, CCMH Board of Trustees, CCHS Foundation Board, Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers, Meals on Wheels, iPost, Mentoring, SHIP, Lifeline, and through other programs and events. Carol Schuler, volunteer coordinator, says, we're grateful to have all the people who volunteer to help make CCHS the best it can be. And she says, we're lucky to have a wide range of backgrounds, ages, and expertise in the volunteer pool, and the work they do is so important to the people that they serve. She says, volunteering is a win-win, and it's good for the volunteer as well. The Volunteer Appreciation Open House theme this year is Volunteers Make the World a Brighter Place. Well, this is Donate Life Month in Iowa, as people are encouraged to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors. It's also a time to celebrate those who save lives through the gift of donation. Deb Thielen with the Van Deest Medical Center in Webster City says a new person is added to the national waiting list for organs every 10 minutes.
An average of 22 people die every day while waiting for organs. On average, 81 transplants take place every day in the United States. And in the year 2014, the lives of almost 30,000 Americans were saved through organ donation.
More than 1.6 million Americans have, Iowans have registered as organ, tissue, and eye donors. And Thielen says we can all qualify.
Anyone. It doesn't make any difference if they have any existing health conditions. At the time of death, there is an extensive screening process that is completed through the Iowa Donor Network, and they will determine what organs, tissues, what can be recovered.
A number of Donate Life events are planned this month statewide, such as flag-raising ceremonies, run and walk events, and more. You can learn more at www.iowadonornetwork.org. Elsewhere in the news, a man from north central Iowa's Franklin County was arrested Friday morning in southern Iowa on a warrant out of Union County. 24-year-old Stephen Ray Patterson Jr. of Hampton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of controlled substance marijuana. Patterson was subsequently released from the Union County Jail for time served. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency has lowered the county grassland and field fire danger rating this week to low due to the recent and ongoing rains. The rating was moderate last week, and even though the fire danger rating is low, authorities are still asking you to call in and report your burning projects to Shelby County Dispatch at 712-755-2124 and to notify your local fire chief. Well, some Sioux City residents are getting anxious about a rash of sinkholes, typically caused by broken water mains or storm sewers that caused the surface to collapse. The residents are worrying that the sinkholes could cause motor vehicle accidents or impact their property. City Utilities Director Mark Sims says the city is taking a more proactive approach to fixing sinkhole problems as they arise in Sioux City. He says the city has begun responding to all resident reports of sinkholes as if they're the result of city utilities. Officials say the city has worked on at least three sinkholes in public areas so far in 2017, while also fielding several reports of sinkholes on private property. Sims says he doesn't believe the city has an exorbitant number of sinkholes for its scale. Officials have removed 14 neglected horses from two properties in south central Iowa's Warren County. The Animal Rescue League says 10 malnourished horses were taken from a site in New Virginia and 4 severely neglected horses from a property in Indianola. All 14 will be nursed back to health at the league's Second Chance Ranch in Des Moines. No arrests have been reported. A northern Iowa woman whose two-year-old was found wandering a Galt Street in bare feet wearing only pajamas has been given probation. 24-year-old Isabel Sepulca was sentenced to 10 years in prison and fined $1,000 on Monday. Both punishments were suspended. She must serve 3 years of probation, though. Sepulca pleaded guilty to neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. Authorities say her little girl was found outside in the rain on November 22nd. Both the two-year-old and Sepulca's one-year-old child were taken into protective custody. And the school board in Des Moines could vote today to change school starting times at the Des Moines Public School District. The board is expected to discuss the proposal and could either vote today or April 18th. Under the proposal, elementary schools would begin at 7:50 a.m., middle schools would start at 8:35 a.m., and high schools would start at 8:30 a.m. The proposal would take effect either for the 2017-18 or 2018-19 school years. Officials say research shows the later starting times would better align with teenagers' natural sleep schedules. Ankeny and West Des Moines schools already have later middle and high school start times. Davenport and Iowa City made the change recently. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.